Women who are leaders in business have continued to provide inspiration and motivation. Their rise to leadership positions is encouraging and significant to those who come after. Our next guest on today's Salute to Women in Leadership is a prime example of the value of such women. Andra Hutchins, a partner at the law firm Kirstein, Corin, and Lichtenstein, joins us now. Andra, welcome aboard.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Very well, thank you very much, and we're delighted to have you here. Your practice focuses on the area of domestic relations. Tell me about your perspective on this area of the law.
Sure. Well, I have to say my job is very interesting. I never have a boring day. It does involve a lot of drama. The problem is that drama involves people's children, their lives, their marriages. So it can be tough. I mean, it's full of emotion. It's very tough on the clients, too. What they're essentially doing is bringing strangers into their lives, including me, including other attorneys, opposing counsel, including judges. And they share intimate details of their life with us all. Sometimes they're deposed about these intimate details. Sometimes they have to talk about them in open court. And I think for them, it's very difficult, not to mention the fact that, especially in custody cases, they're being judged on their parenting skills, which for people can be very hard to take by a complete stranger. Also in this area of the law, both spouses are on an emotional roller coaster. They're going through a huge change in their lives, which most importantly includes not having their spouse in the house anymore. And in addition to that, holding down their jobs, raising their children, adjusting to everything, they're also going through this litigation process, which is very time-consuming and very emotional. And the divorce process doesn't allow for a lot of healing in that regard. Judges sometimes make the wrong decisions, which have a huge impact on people. I mean, one of the issues is that clients perceive a lot of inequities in the system, and it can be difficult to manage their expectations, although that's part of my job. It is difficult if, for instance, if one spouse has more money to spend on attorney's fees than the other spouse. And again, one judge might make a different decision than another judge. In addition to the fact that in Massachusetts, it happens to be that a lot of men also perceive the system to be unfair. Gender can be an issue. I don't think it always is, but that's an issue. So a lot of my job is managing clients' expectations because of what they perceive as inequities in the system. So it's definitely a difficult area of law, but you know what? I enjoy it. People come to me because they need me to advocate for them, and that's what I do. I'm an advocate. They tell me their story. I put it forth to the judge in the best way that I can with the information that I have available, and that's what I do for them.
We got the gender card on the table here. Let's turn it over. What's your perspective about being a woman in this field and your level of achievement?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think my experience in this field is that much more different than a man's. The same industry. It's the same hard work. You need to pay your dues to get ahead. But I think that one of the bigger challenges is, quite frankly, being a mother. I mean, I am a mother of a young child, and it's challenging. It's challenging because initially you take a few months off from maternity leave. You have to get clients used to that. I mean, again, when clients invite you into their life, you're there. I mean, you're there for them sometimes every day. So from that and also trying to balance the parenting and the hard work that I do. But fortunately, I work with a very family-friendly firm. I'm proud that I was made a partner while balancing these challenges in my life, trying to be the best mother I can be and trying to be the best lawyer I can be. And I can do that, again, because of the firm that I'm with. I'm dedicated to both my job and my profession and, again, my family. And I'm there for my clients when they call in the evening and on weekends, and I'm there for my family when I need to be. And it is a big balancing act, but I think I do the best job that I can do, and I'm lucky to work for a firm that allows me to make those choices.
What opportunities have been presented to you as a lawyer? What doors have been opened to you?
I mean, I think most importantly is, and this may sound trite, but I mean, to be a part of the legal process. Every time I receive a thank you from a client, I feel as if I've accomplished something that's much bigger than myself. I've assisted clients with adoptions within this area of law that I do, and there's no greater feeling than helping to place a child in a loving home. But also, one of the opportunities that present itself is just the people that I meet on a daily basis. I mean, I represent CEOs of companies, I represent blue-collar workers, people from all walks of life, and I love that. I mean, I love the diversity of it all. I'm exposed to cultures other than my own, and I think what I do and what I do for clients in the area of law that I practice, it just presents that opportunity to just be involved in society in a different way than you would in another field.
Andra, thanks so much for joining us here on Sky Radio, bringing us your viewpoint.
Thank you, Dennis, and thank you again for having me.
Andra Hutchins is a partner at the law firm Kirstein, Corin, and Lichtenstein. We reached her by phone at their offices in Wellesley, Massachusetts. They're on the web at www.kcl-law.com.